Hare Krishna. See, Krishna, not just as a shock absorber, but also as a goal transformer. Many times when people face problems in their life and they can't deal with the problems, they feel, I need some support, I need some comfort, I need some strength. And that is when they turn to God, they pray to God, they seek His help. So when life gives them shocks, they treat God as a shock absorber. It's like when we are driving a vehicle, if the road is very bumpy, then we feel the need for a shock absorber because that protects us from the bump. Similarly, when life's ride becomes very bumpy, at that time a shock absorber is enormously helpful. So now, taking this line of thought further, what exactly does a shock absorber do? It is somewhere below us. You know, we are in a car, the shock absorber is below us, and it simply comes between us and the road on which we are going, and it shields us. Now, yes, Krishna, He does that for us. In fact, Krishna, it is said in the Bhagavad Gita that people who are distressed are among the people who approach Him. In 7.16, He says, Chaturvidha bhajante mam, jana sukritina arjuna arto jikyasur artharthi. Jnani cha bharata rishabha. So he says, Artho, those who are distressed, those artharthi, those who need wealth, those who are distressed, they are shocked because of the lack of wealth. They are people who come to Krishna and Krishna appreciates them. He said, they are good people. Krishna says, Sukritina. But then Krishna talks about their spiritual evolution and he says, they are worshipping Him but they are not yet surrendering to Him. So surrender comes, Krishna says in 7.19, Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan mam prapadyate vasudevah sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha. So it's after many lifetimes when they become purified by of their worldly attachments, of their worldly conceptions, of their material consciousness, and they rise to spiritual consciousness, then they understand Krishna is everything. And sarvamiti vasudeva sarvamiti, that whatever it is that my heart is longing for, now, whatever security I want, it all is found in Krishna ultimately. So rather than seeking the things of this world and seeking Krishna as a protector from the shocks while pursuing the things of this world, they see Krishna as life's ultimate goal and they focus on trying to attain Him. That is the goal transformation. And it is this, when we make Krishna our be all and end all, that is when our life will have the supreme auspiciousness. Because we will attain Krishna, we will be absorbed in Krishna, and that is where we will become truly happy. And how does this goal transformation happens? It also happens by the practice of bhakti, by exposing ourselves to Krishna more and more. Abhyasa yogena tato mamichchaptam dhananjaya. In 12.9, Krishna says that just if we expose ourselves to Him more and more, just practice abhyasa yoga, by that connection with Him, recollection of Him, our desire for Him will increase, our attraction to Him will increase, our absorption in Him will increase, and thus our goal will get transformed. So at the very least, we should want to transform that goal. Yes, when we get shocks, we should certainly take shelter of Krishna and He will help us to absorb the shocks. But if that is the level at which we stay lifelong, then we'll miss out on something far greater that Krishna wants to offer us. If we study the philosophy, we experience bhakti in its own right, not just when we have facing problems in our life, then Krishna will become our goal transformer and will ultimately become our soul's liberator. Thank you. Hare Krishna.